I don't think so. I mean, we have a bunch of practices and stuff. We have practice this week and next, and you know, really gives a chance to get back into the groove of things and hopefully have a little bit better timing with fresh legs and everything else.
Wes, some people are concerned, you know, if you should play at all because you had two and rather, you know, successive in a short period of time. What do you say to that? How do you feel? And, you know, were you concerned?
Well, of course, you're always concerned anytime you get a concussion or anything like that. But really, I feel good. I think we've taken a lot more action than what we would have in the past with this whole ordeal. So, you know, I feel like we've taken enough time. I mean, it'll be 5 weeks from the day when I had any contact at all. So, you know, I feel good. I feel fine. I feel ready to go.
How long did it take you to feel 100%?
You know, I mean, it took a little bit of time. Even when I felt like I was 100%, looking back, you know, you weren't 100%. And so it's always a tricky injury and just trying to manage it and everything else. But, you know, the doctors and trainers did a great job of just doing the things necessary to get me back out there on the field.
Has it been frustrating, or is it just giving you kind of a new perspective, or how's
that,
how's this process been for you?
You know, of course you want to be out there and everything else. You know, I haven't missed many games in my career, so it is tough. It makes you appreciate, makes you hungry and ready to get back out there and ready to go out there and compete, and especially in a time of the year like this.
How long does it take for the time to come back? Is it instantaneous? I mean, you had a rapport with Peyton before, so is it one of those things you just get in there and comes back automatically?
I mean, I feel like we were kind of on the same page today. You know, you have good practices, you have bad practices, you know, things like that. So hopefully just keep it rolling into tomorrow and just keep it going. But I feel like we've been around the league long enough where, you know, we know each other's thinking and can get on the same page and ready to go.
In your absence, you know, Jacob and Andre stepped up. How much better does that make the offense, knowing that now they're in the rhythm too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more weapons we can have, the more guys we have out there making plays, the better off we're going to be. And we're going to need everybody here through the stretch and everybody stepping up and making plays when we need to.
You're no stranger to the postseason. What's the most important thing in a bye week like this to accomplish as far as getting ready for the next week when you don't know your opponent?
I think the main thing is still treat it like a game week and still go out there and practice and execute the way you need to as if you were playing this weekend and bringing that mentality each and every day and make sure we're all on top of it and not having any mental errors and being sharp and staying on top of everything.
All right. Thanks, Wes.
Thank you all.